provide for those in the world experiencing hunger. Living in the city, it's sometimes easy to forget that fall is a season of harvest. With our supermarkets that are filled with our favorite foods year-round. And so I'd like to start today with a harvest prayer to lead us in the rest of my message today. Let's pray. God of the bountiful God, we thank you for your harvest, which feeds us so many times each day. We are nourished with your forgiveness and hope. We are sustained with your strength and patience. We are filled with your grace and compassion. God, we thank you for feeding us with a harvest of plenty. We are restored through your generosity and healing. We are replenished with your abundance and joy. We are reminded of your selfless abandon. God, we thank you for feeding us with the bread of heaven. Your gift of Christ sustains our lives. His presence restores the promise of your love. His life fills our hearts with your everlasting light. God, we thank you too for filling us with the water of life. May we drink deeply that our thirst may be quenched. May your river continue to flow over us, in us, through us, and out into the world you love. Amen. Amen. May your river continue to flow over us, in us, through us, and out into the world you love. And so with that, we'll be talking today about working together to end global hunger and gleaning messages and inspiration from that reading today from Mark chapter 6, verse 35 to 44, and hearing the words of Jesus as it would apply to the situation in the world today. I'm, of course, visiting from the Food Grains Bank, as Julie has mentioned, and the vision of the Food Grains Bank is a world without hunger. It is a Christian response to hunger, and it operates in the spirit of Christian unity. The Food Grains Bank started as a response to reports of a food crisis in Bangladesh in the 1970s. At the same time that there were these news reports coming through television sets, Canadian farmers had excess of grain because of the quota system that existed in Canada at that time. And they were sitting in bins that were not able to be sold. And so the concept of the Food Grains Bank was initially developed as a way for Canadian farmers to share their abundance with people around the world who were experiencing these food crises. And eventually, they invited other churches to join in the efforts to form the Food Grains Bank in 1983. Now, the vision of a world without hunger is an ambitious vision. It is a vision that none of us can achieve on our own. It is a heavenly vision. We heard a reading earlier that mentioned a world with no tears, a world with no lack. And so we look forward to that vision, and our vision reflects our hope. Knowing that we cannot achieve a world without hunger, we work together, always working in concert. And why is that? It starts because of the state of the world. Today, one out of every 9 persons on planet Earth doesn't have enough food to eat. They may not have enough food today, or they're unsure whether they'll have enough food for tomorrow. Maybe they don't know if they'll have food next week or next month. They don't have the security that most of us enjoy here in Canada of the lack of worry of the availability of food. 1 in 9 people comes to 821 million people who do not enjoy that security that we have. Don't let that number slide over you this morning. 821 million people amounts to 20 people for every Canadian that doesn't have enough food to eat. A few of those people live here in North America, but most live in other parts of the world. 500 million in Asia and 250 million in Africa. The number of people experiencing hunger has been rising for the last 3 years, unfortunately, after 10 years of going down. And that's because of high levels of conflicts and environmental change that have been made worse by climate change. And so today on World Food Sunday, the question I'd like us to think about is, how do we respond to a world where there is so much basic need? And we'll look at our passage for the insight. In the story, in Mark chapter 6, verse 35 to 44, Jesus and his 12 disciples had tried to get away together for some rest and reflection because of difficulties they were facing. They had taken a boat to a secluded place, but when they arrived, they found a crowd of people from surrounding towns who had arrived ahead of them. They had been followed by a crowd of people who were eager to hear more of Jesus' teaching about a new way of living in relationship with God. Now, as we read, the time went on, and Jesus looked around, and he had compassion on the crowd. And the Bible says in verse 34 that they were like sheep without a shepherd, and so he began teaching them many things. So he started with their need that they came with. In verse 35, it then says, "By this time it was late in the day, so the disciples came to him and said, 'This is a remote place, and it is already very, very late. Send the people away so they can go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat.'" The disciples identified the problem. The people were hungry. The passage says that they had traveled on foot to get to the place the disciples had sailed to, and when they sat to listen to Jesus' teaching. It's just like the Christian farmers in Manitoba identified a problem over 35 years ago. And today in our world, there are many reasons why people experience hunger. Food may be available, but there are economic, physical, and even some social barriers to access to food. In our story, the problem was the location. We can move to the next slide. Yeah. Oops. Okay. So this is the picture in our world today. The many reasons people experience hunger. 7 out of 10 who experience hunger produce food themselves, but not enough. 2 out of 10 are children under the age of 5, and 6 out of 10 live in countries affected by conflict. As I said in our story, the problem was the location. The disciples said, "This is a remote place, and it's already very late." And then Jesus gives this very surprising answer. "You give them something to eat." Imagine for a moment what it would feel like if Jesus showed up right now and said to your small congregation, of the 821 million people who go without food, "You give them something to eat." We would know that's impossible to do. And the disciples would, as well, were understandably overwhelmed. That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we going to spend that much on bread and give them something to eat? But there is still that charge. "You give them something to eat." And then he asks a simple question that helps us do our part every time we see a problem that we feel called to do something about. A problem that might seem overwhelming. "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus always starts with what we have. He never asks us to do more than we can, only to use what we already have, no matter how great or how small. The miracles happen when we start to trust him with what we have to offer, when we put the resources that we have in his hands and then follow his instructions. Since the Food Grains Bank started in 1983, more than $1 billion in programs giving people access to food have been deployed around the world. Last year alone, the Food Grains Bank spent $40 million helping 837,000 people in 36 countries around the world with food. The world without hunger is an ambitious vision none of us can achieve on our own. We start, first of all, by working together. Churches, 15 churches and church-based agencies that represent over 30 Christian denominations in Canada are working together. Because each organ understands that when it comes to people going hungry, in a world where God has provided so much, we cannot afford to be divided. Through the Primates World Relief and Development Fund, your church community is part of this joint effort to reach people around the world. You are living out your Christian faith and answering God's call to feed the hungry. When we take what we have and put it in God's hands, follow his instructions, miracles happen, and thousands can be fed. No one congregation, no organization can do this on their own. It is in working together, first of all with God, and then with each other, that so much is accomplished. The passage recounts further that Jesus gave the loaves and fishes back to the disciples to work together with his instructions to feed 5,000. He gave them to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish, and the number of men who had eaten were 5,000. Through the Canadian Food Grains Bank, hundreds and hundreds of Jesus followers are working together to end global hunger. People like members of the Church of Resurrection that are getting involved with the Danforth Grow Hope Project that we visited yesterday, joining with Presbyterian churches and the United Churches here in downtown Toronto to support farmers growing a crop to support the work of the Food Grains Bank. We work with God, with each other, with other churches. We work also with partner agencies in the countries where we work. This photograph is of a group of us together in Uganda. Staff from the Food Grains Bank, from five of the denominations involved in the Food Grains Bank, from the Anglican Diocese of Nebbi in northern Uganda, working together. And I just love this picture as a symbol of our unity, working in that spirit of Christian unity. And of course, we are working with the program participants themselves, because people who experience hunger have already been hard at work to make changes in their lives. They need emergency assistance, knowledge, access to new equipment that will make their work more fruitful. And so it is this joint effort that makes what we are doing possible. And so the Food Grains Bank provides financial and technical support and funding to distribute food in times of emergency. 60% of our work is this type of work. Emergencies like the ongoing conflict in Syria that you hear about escalating again in the news. In South Sudan, where conflict has been going on and off since 1956. Or the economic crisis in Venezuela. Imagine what it would be like for you if your $3 loaf of bread went up to $300,000 within a six-month time period. That is what people are facing in Venezuela today. For these programs, we have a government matching grant that multiplies the donations of Canadians 4-1. And so we work also with our governments to get this, to do this work. And while these programs are separated into three categories, in practice they often combined and represent different phases of the program. Livelihood programs, which are 35% of what we do, often reduce our disaster risk or assist communities to recover from humanitarian crises. Remember our story? God's provision did not end with the urgent need to feed the 5,000 that day. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces and bread and fish. There was some left over beyond the crisis. After an emergency, there's often rebuilding to be done and assistance needed to improve people's ability to access food in the long term. Now, PWRDF that the Anglican Church, through the PWRDF, is leading one of those efforts in Zimbabwe currently to assist survivors of Hurricane Idai. You might have heard about that in the news earlier this year, where a cyclone swept through southern Africa and affected Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. So in the Chiamani district of Zimbabwe, Hurricane Idai swept in just before harvest and destroyed their crops. And 52% of the seed stocks were lost. Working with a local organization, PWRDF is distributing maize, bean, and finger-milled seed to 4,910 families so that they can begin recovery from loss of their livelihoods and build food security. Those are the extra basketfuls that are being distributed. This is the goal of all Food Grains Bank programs, to improve food security for families and communities. We believe that there is enough food in the world to feed everyone. Food is the very first thing that God provided to humans after he created the world. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." Through this work, we are joining with God in continuing to provide for this world, as he did right from the beginning. And through this work, we are praying that prayer over and over again. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so I invite you to join us and to continue with us in this work. We each have something to offer. What do you have in your hand? We ask people to consider giving time, money, talent towards these efforts. To pray intentionally every time you hear news of war or conflict, remember that that means that there are people who don't have food in that situation. Pray for recovery of survivors of Hurricane Idai in southern Africa. Learn and teach more about the issues around hunger. Look for information and opportunities to visit Food Grains Bank projects. We have a learning tour coming up in February of next year to India, so that people can become more informed of the realities of hunger in our world. You can find so much more information on our website if you go to foodgrainsbank.ca/resources and learn more. God will lead you and instruct you on what to do with the things you learn. And last but not least, advocate. We know that not everything that needs to be done to end world hunger can be done through the Food Grains Bank. As you've heard, we work with governments in the matching grant, but we also work with the government we advocate for policies with the government that will improve Canada's interaction with the world hunger. And we encourage Canadians to let their elected officials know that they care about poverty and hunger in the world, and to let them know that they support a Canadian government that addresses this need in the world. Together, putting what we have in God's hands and following his instructions, we can work towards the ambition of a world without hunger. Thank you.